On November the 13th, 1945...
Oh, that's him!
You may recall there was a football match between
Gordon Bennett! So how much tea did you put in this?
Only one packet.
At the Chelsea ground at Stamford Bridge. Thousands of people, unable to get into the ground...
He does sound authoritative, doesn't he, sir?
...trespassed on neighbouring property, trampling and breaking...
Oh, I remember this business as it happens. It was dreadful. Some people never saw their ladders again.
One young woman... Adelaide Vine was actually maltreated.
You mentioned Mrs. Vine on the wire.
Blimey!
I don't understand, sir. Why would he mention her name like that?
Damage and assault?
I think he's in love with
the receiver of the Metropolitan.
I think he's actually in love.
Their claim on the grounds of the football grounds.
There was something I needed to tell the inspector, you see. Something from which I had hoped to shield him. I'd learnt something that the inspector wouldn't want to know. That before she accidentally bumped into us on the promenade that day, Adelaide Vine had been asking in Brighton about him. She had been specifically asking how good he would be at solving a very simple crime, and by all accounts the answer she'd been getting was that he was, as a police officer, a complete goon. But this didn't solve the problem of why. What could Adelaide Vine possibly gain by having Inspector Steen sit all day in a fish and chip shop, not solving a very small case of commercial sabotage? A week later, on the day of his next broadcast, I revisited Oriental Place.
It happened again, Sergeant.
Oh, yes.
An argyle sock this time. I never saw how it was done, dear, and I was right here. It's my opinion that she's doing it herself, but for why, dear?
I suppose if we found the matching sock, it might prove something.
I'll go and look upstairs, dear. Call me if any customers appear. You'll find Her Majesty in the corner with the inspector.
Oh, and Chekhov.
Oh, yeah, Chekhov. Oh, excellent. Yes, oh, you are clever.
There's another H.
Oh, of course.
After the K.
Really? Well, if you say so.
There must be more. Oh, I know. Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky. Oh, this is going to be marvellous.
Well, it's so nice to be able to help you in return, Inspector. Yeah. Oh, here, Sergeant. The Sergeant.
I was very sorry to hear about your unfortunate experience at Stamford Bridge, madam.
You heard?
Well, old country heard, I should imagine. Do you think we could have a word alone, sir?
Oh, Adelaide, would you mind?
Geoffrey, of course not, dear. Oh, you're looking very stern, Sergeant. I do hope there hasn't been someone murdered with a trunk again. It makes one so very nervous being around suitcases of any sort.
Oh, what a woman. What a woman, eh, Brunswick? What a woman. What a woman.
What a woman, sir.
Pickled egg?
No, thank you, sir. This is a bit difficult to say to you, sir.
Hmm?
But I don't suppose it's crossed your mind that Mrs. Vine is not what she seems.
Look, Brunswick, I know you're a bit jealous. It's only natural. She called me Geoffrey, did you notice?
The thing is, sir, there are no records of Adelaide Vine. Not anywhere. Nor of the husband. Nor of the will.
Really? Well, what does that prove?
Well, sir...
It proves nothing, Brunswick. Or only that she's changed her name. I mean, no one gets such a beautiful name without choosing it. She's joining me in London tonight after I do my broadcast.
Mrs. Groynes is of the opinion, sir, that the sabotaging of the fried food is being done by Mrs. Vine herself.
Nonsense. Does she look like someone who wears argyle socks? It's some villain, Brunswick. A fish and chip shop villain that you have so far dismally failed to sniff out.
Sir, I have reason to believe that Mrs. Vine has been deliberately playing on your sensitivities. That, in short, she did not meet you by chance, but actually targeted you.
You're mad, Brunswick. What do you think she is, a crazed fan?
Let's examine some of the facts, sir.
Don't take that tone with me, Sergeant.
You seem to be particularly affected by her story of having to run this chip shop and having such a hard time of it. You felt you should help her, no matter what. Why do you think that was, sir?
That's none of your business.
But I think it may be important, sir.
Well, in any case, she couldn't possibly have known.
Known what, sir?
My own mother.
Your own mother?
It's all right. It's uncanny. The exact same thing happened to Mummy in 1923. The chip shop, the will, the sabotage.
Go on, sir.
I didn't save her. You see, she needed my help when her chip shop was sabotaged, and I didn't save her. I said, Mummy, I do not believe you. And I've never forgiven myself. Look, now is my chance to put that right for dear, dear Adelaide.
Bit of a coincidence, then.
Well, of course it is. Adelaide couldn't possibly have known about my mother's chip shop. I've never told a soul.
Are you sure about that, sir?
Of course I am. What's that book, Brunswick?
It's your best-selling autobiography, sir.
Blast.
I thought I should bring it along, sir. Now, let's see. Without Prejudice by G.M. St. J. Steen, chapter 1, page 4. The conditions of my father's will...
All right, all right.
I will never forgive myself. If only I could have another chance. Helpless woman. Chips.
That's enough.
Gherkins. Get my hands on the ruddy swine.
That's enough. Look, you don't know she's read that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but there's something going on here, and I think it may be bigger than a deep-fried sock. Oh, talking of which...
I found it upstairs, dear, in Mrs. Vine's dressing table.
It's the other sock,
sir. I can see that. I've got to think.
Oh, and I don't know if it's relevant, dear, but here's a copy of your book, dear, with bits underlined. Oh, look, dear, she's underlined this bit so heavy-like she's made a hole in the page. What have I said, dears?
Mrs. Groynes.
What are you going to do, sir?
I don't know. Look, Mrs. Groynes, tell her I was called away.
Right.
She mustn't suspect anything. I'll go up to London to do the broadcast as if there's nothing wrong. What on earth could she want from me? That's what I don't understand.
Well, no, sir, it's a mystery.
Geoffrey, must you go?
Yes, my dear. But we'll be together soon. I absolutely hate you for this, Brunswick.